Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, Let Us Reflect. Expiation through discomfort. This is our theme, or this is the theme for today's discussion, today's session. How can we attain expiation through discomfort? What did our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam say about this? Is this theme something which is only for certain people? Are there restrictions related to this? Inshallah, we will discuss, we will share some narrations which express the theme of expiation through discomfort. Before we go into the main part of today's session, I would like to share with you a narration which expresses the excellence of sending blessings in favor of the best in creation, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whosoever sent blessings upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, on the day of judgment, he shall attain my intercession." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Remember, the intercession of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a privilege which people will yearn for. The intercession of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be a means of salvation for many people. On that day when people will turn away from their brothers, when mothers will turn away from their children, fathers will turn away from their sons, on that day our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will come forth and show his mercy by interceding for the believers and becoming a means of salvation for them through his intercession. Expiation through discomfort. In life we face difficulties in terms of our wealth, in terms of our health, in terms of our general well-being, in terms of the risks that we may face or the dangers that we may face when we make future plans or plans in life. It may be the discomfort that we face may be in the form of any grief or sorrow that we face, whatever the discomfort is. Through a response of patience and forbearance when one is facing calamities or any kind of discomfort, one can attain expiation. And the first narration that I would like to share with you expresses a very clear message about expiation through discomfort. The narration is as follows. عن أبي سعيد وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. It is reported by Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id and Sayyiduna Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عن. The Abu Sa'id here refers to Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri رضي الله تعالى عن and Sayyiduna Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه. Both of them report that our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, ما يصيب المسلم من نسب ولا وسب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that a believer does not face any kind of fatigue, any kind of illness or sorrow or grief or harm or sadness. حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه. To the extent that he is pricked by a thorn, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases his sins. So a believer faces all kinds of difficulties, as mentioned in this hadith. He may face some kind of illness, he may face some kind of sorrow, some kind of grief. To the extent, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he is pricked by a thorn, all these elements, all these things that were mentioned, as examples, all of them are such examples that if anyone faces any of these situations, they become expiation for his sins. These examples were given to cover the many different types of discomfort that a person faces. So whether it's your sadness, whether it's your illness, whether it's something which physically harms you, or you are offended verbally, or you're offended through the conduct and actions of other people, this is expiation for sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases sins because of these different types of discomfort. Allama Badruddin Aini, he explains that when a person faces risks or dangers in terms of his plans for the future, then that feeling of discomfort which he experiences, that is described as hum. Hum was one of the words used in the hadith narration. And then he explains that any difficulties or any kind of discomfort that was faced in the past, that is described as huzn. And he says, hum and huzn, they are both internal conditions, meaning it's something which you feel within yourself. Sometimes it can be expressed by our facial expressions, our lack of enthusiasm for an action, or just alienating ourselves or segregating from other people and other things. That may be an expression of sadness, but the feeling itself is something which is internal. And then he also explains that harm or discomfort which is created by another person, this is referred to as adha. In Urdu we say aziyat. When another person harms or creates this discomfort for a person, then this is described with the word adha or aziyah. And generally speaking, that which creates a feeling of constriction in the heart, this is described by the word gham. So this is the explanation of the different words that we use in the hadith given by Allama Badruddin Aini. It is mentioned in Fathul Bari, Imam Qarafi alayhi rahmah, he has said that no doubt, certainly the calamities, discomforts that people feel, they are a means of expiation of sins, meaning sins are erased or sins are forgiven due to the fact that people face calamities or all kinds of discomfort. Whether or not a person is content, because you can face the difficulty and you accept that this may be the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that's it, you don't complain about it. Or you may face a difficulty or a discomfort, you suffer in some way, and you express your aversion to the situation. You express the fact that you're not happy about what has just happened. In any case, it's still expiation for sins. But as the scholars have explained, if one does not express any kind of discontent, then the reward is greater. And obviously it makes sense. But if one expresses some kind of displeasure, then the reward is still there, meaning sins may be erased with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's not as rewarding as it would have been if a person did not express any kind of discontent. Now another hadith which is mentioned in Bukhari, which follows the theme of our discussion today. An Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Sayyiduna Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, so he is describing his experience or an account which he is involved in himself. He said, دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يوعك فقلت يا رسول الله إنك توعك وعكا شديدا. Sayyiduna Ibn Mas'ud, he says that once I entered the prophetic court, I visited the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, and he had signs of fever. And I addressed him, I spoke to him, and I said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've got a very high fever. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qala, ajal inni u'aku kama yu'aku rajulani minkum. Yes, I have a fever which is equal to a fever of two men from among you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fever that he had, it was twice as strong, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a strong fever that it was equal to that of two men. قُلْتُ ذَلِكَ أَنَّ لَكَ أَجْرَيْنَ Sayyiduna Ibn Mas'ud then, he says, I said, for you there is a reward of two men. قَالَ أَجَلْ ذَلِكَ كَذَلِكَ مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يُسِيبُهُ أَذًا شَوْكَةٌ فَمَا فَوْقَهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا سَيِّئَاتِهِ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, And the calamity which a believer faces, or the discomfort which a believer faces, whether it's being pricked by a thorn or something other than that, or something more than that, this he does not face that except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases his sins. So his sins are erased because of the suffering that he faces. Again, similar or the same theme as we mentioned in a previous narration. And he continued, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he mentioned that his sins, the sins of that person who's facing the difficulty or discomfort, his sins fall or shed just as a tree causes its leaves to fall. This is the good news given to a believer when he faces discomfort. His sins, they are erased or they fall, meaning his sins are forgiven just as the leaves fall off a tree. Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi alayhi rahmah, he mentions a very beautiful point about the etiquette of the Sahaba, the blessed companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that the way Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu he made this point that the reward for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doubled or is equal to two men, meaning that there is absolutely no possibility that any sinful element is attributed to the blessed, pure personality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is ma'soom, is impeccable, he is sinless. So that wasn't even mentioned, or that wasn't even asked in the question, or it was not even a comment from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. He simply said that the reward for you is doubled, meaning that the only thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the only element applied to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that his rank is raised further, or he is elevated further in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the case for the righteous people, especially the best in creation, the Prophets alayhim wasalam, who are also impeccable. Another point to keep in mind is that a fever is something which affects almost everyone at some point in their lives. The Islamic concept is that having a high temperature, having a fever, is not something that we look upon with a bad feeling. It's more a case of, I would even go as far as saying, celebrating the fact that you have a fever. And you're probably thinking, why would you celebrate the fact that you're not feeling well? The reason why I say that is because of what our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the general fever. It's actually a means of purification and forgiveness for an individual. And I'd like to share with you some hadith traditions, some narrations which express the excellence of facing a fever and what is attained if one fulfills the criteria of forbearance or patience. Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once visited Sa'ib radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was ill, and she was shivering. As you know, when someone has a fever, one sign is that they may shiver because of the condition itself. The Prophet ﷺ looked at her and actually commented and said, "You're shivering." She replied by saying to the Prophet ﷺ, "I have a fever, and may Allah not bless it." So this was her response to the fever. When the Prophet ﷺ heard this response, he said, "Do not speak ill, do not revile, do not speak ill of the fever." And then he gave the reason. He said, because this removes sin from an individual the way a furnace removes impurity from iron. So when you want to purify that metal, if you want to purify iron, it's burnt in a furnace, and in that burning process, the impurities are removed. In the same way, that the heat of that fever, what he meant by this was the condition of that fever, it actually removes the impurities, or removes sins rather, from the deeds of an individual. What a beautiful, powerful example our beloved Prophet ﷺ gave. And now if ever we are in a condition, if we ever have a fever and we remember this hadith, no doubt this will be something that will encourage us to be forbearing and to be patient when we are in this condition. Once the famous companion Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, who he question he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, what is the reward of a fever? Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam replied by saying that as long as an individual remains in the state of a fever and he feels pain in his foot and his vein is throbbing, as long as this happens, he gets or he attains or he is given good deeds in return. When Sayyidina Ubayy ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard this response from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the response? That as long as a person is in that condition of fever and he feels pain in his foot, his vein is throbbing, deeds or he gets deeds, good deeds in return. Sayyidina Ubayy ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he prayed, he supplicated, and he said, O Allah, I ask for a fever which does not stop me from performing jihad in your way, from visiting your house, and the implication is the Kaaba, or visiting the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So he asked for a fever from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but such a fever which does not stop him from these activities. His supplication was accepted. And after this dua, it was seen that Sayyidina Ubayy ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala an, every evening, he would be in a state of fever. Now you're probably thinking, who would ask for a fever? But just look at the sincerity of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They wanted expiation. They wanted purification. They wanted to attain nearness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, he was so wise in his supplication that I would like to have a fever so that I attain reward, but I don't want this fever to affect the other acts of worship which are rewarding for me or even incumbent upon me. So he, radiallahu ta'ala, expressed a beautiful example of yearning for more good deeds and yearning for expiation. Another hadith which encourages one to be forbearing and patient when in a state of fever with a high temperature. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that when a man or woman remains in a state of fever or suffers from a headache, so this is something which is very common as well. People say that they have headaches. So whether it's a headache or a fever, someone, a man or woman who remains in such a state, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that sins equal to Mount Uhud, mountain of sins, are erased for him or her. And when this condition ends, that person will not even have a mustard seed's equivalent of sin. If this is not encouraging for us to be patient in an ailing condition, then what will encourage us? We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are wise in our response and we understand that there is expiation in discomfort. Another hadith mentioned in Bukhari, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is reported from Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه that our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, من يرد الله به خيرا يصب منهم. For whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends good or goodness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him suffer some kind of discomfort or calamity. Yes. So we might think that a calamity has reached us because we have done something wrong. That's not the case for every situation. It could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends goodness for us, sends us that discomfort or decrees discomfort for us. Our sins are forgiven. Expiation takes place. After that condition ends, or when it's an illness, when that illness comes to an end, if it's a suffering or sadness, whatever it is, once it ends, we are purified in such a way that many of the sins that we were carrying, the burden of many of the sins, is removed. We become believers who have attained expiation or purification through a problem, a calamity which we suffered. So don't have this doom and gloom attitude when it comes to facing difficulties. In fact, many of the awliya, rahimahumullah, they would seek difficulties in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they did not face a difficulty over a certain period of time, this would trouble them. Yes, they would think, is Allah displeased with me that I have not faced a difficulty? So facing some kind of difficulty in some way or form, this is usually considered to be a good thing, in the sense of maybe with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a means of forgiveness for us. So do not be this person who is always complaining about the problems faced, or difficulties in life, or sadness and grief. This is life. No one said to us in the Quran or Sunnah that every single moment of your life will be blissful, full of enjoyment, you will rejoice. This is Darul Amal. This is the place to act. This is the place of, this is a test. This is a place where we show our conduct, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for good conduct. And if we are disobedient in any way, then we incur sin. Sin, for some of those sins we may be punished in this world, and for other sins we may have to face accountability in the hereafter. But in any case, we live in this world with this mindset that we can die at any time. This is not our eternal abode. We don't do everything just for a bliss or happiness or comfort in this world. We prepare for the hereafter. Any blessings, any happiness that we receive in this world, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. So remember, expiation through discomfort. Whenever you face a problem, whenever you face a calamity, whenever you face any kind of suffering, remember expiation through discomfort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be sincere and to be patient and forbearing when we face calamities or problems or discomfort. May Allah accept our efforts, accept our good intentions. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.